Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The end times philosophy of replacement theology is dangerous. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In Jerusalem, a group of Orthodox Jewish scholars have gathered together, and their conclusion as they look at the philosophy of replacement theology is that it is dangerous and it's anti-Semitic as well. I ask Christian theologian Dr. John Whitcomb, is replacement theology dangerous?
It is very, very dangerous. In fact, we read in Psalm 83, someday all of Israel's enemies surrounding them will say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. Let us possess for ourselves the pastures of God. Well, friends, God knew all about this thousands of years ago, obviously, what his plan was for Israel. But read Ezekiel 37. He's going to bring those dry, dead bones that I could never have believed as a soldier in the Second World War, as I saw the results of the Holocaust, Dachau, and other concentration camps. 6 million Jews dead in Europe. I never believed in 1945 I would live to see 6 million Jews back in their promised land. What a miracle. If I can use that with a small m, not a supernatural miracle, but a providential miracle of God to prepare for the real miracle, which is the conversion of the nation.
Dr. John Whitcomb with his thoughts about replacement theology. These Orthodox Jews say that the very existence of a Jewish state is actual evidence which disproves replacement theology. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Israel, as a nation today, disproves the anti-Semitic replacement theology that is a part of some church doctrine in our world today, and it's actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Replacement theology is incorrect from a logical perspective, a biblical perspective, and a prophetic perspective as well. Logically, the fact that there is a Jewish state in the Middle East today, 65 years of age, is indicative of the fact that God does have a plan for the Jewish people, which would disprove replacement theology. Biblically, replacement theology is disproved when you think about the covenants that God gave the Jewish people. Prophetically, Ezekiel chapter 37 says the Jews will be gathered from all over the world, come back into the land of their forefathers, and be a state once again. Ezekiel 38 talks about an alignment of nations that will try to destroy the Jewish people. And Ezekiel 40-46 talks about a temple that will be on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. All of these are indicative of the fact that God does have a plan for the Jewish people. Replacement theology is an anti-Semitic, dangerous theology, which is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...